For thousands of years, the Grand River and its tributaries have been flowing through this area. What better way to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Grand River as a heritage river than to mount an art exhibition by painters who are naturally drawn to the Grand, the rivers that feed it, and the wildlife, vegetation, and structures on their banks. Artists Nancy Farrell, Scott Abbott, and Kathleen Schmaltz have created work on just that theme, and I was lucky enough to view some of the paintings with Kathleen Schmaltz as my guide.
All right, Kathleen, what painting is this here?
We're standing in front of a painting called Evening Light St. Jacobs by Nancy Farrell, one of the three artists in this exhibition. And it's a painting that's 3 feet by about 20 inches. And it's very warmly underpainted with a really rich oranges and reds that show through the natural colors on the top and just create a real sense of warmth and light as you look along a little tributary and then a path that lead you into a painting, behind a thicket of branches that look like springtime when the leaves aren't out yet, but there's sort of a warmth on the branches from the light.
Now, of all the paintings here, why did you choose this one to describe?
This painting is right at the entryway to the exhibition, Grand Views, and it really shows Nancy's ability to work with the paint to create a sense of warmth and inviting entry into the subject matter, the tributaries of the Grand River.
Now, were you commissioned to paint these paintings, or did you just happen to have them lying around?
Scott Abbott, Nancy Farrell, and I paint along the banks of the Grand River a lot. We're all fascinated with the nature, culture, and intrusion along the banks of the Grand River, which is the theme of this exhibition. So the work that we're doing for this exhibition has been the work that we would normally do. But when you do have an exhibition organized, then you have an opportunity to do some different things. Like Nancy has some triptychs in this exhibition, three-part pieces. I have one very large piece, 6 feet by 4 feet, and also some mixed media pieces that are part of a new body of work of mine. The subject matter, however, is something of continuing interest for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, do all three of you paint together sometimes, or are you individual painters who just kind of came together for this exhibition?
I'm really fortunate to have a group of colleagues who are painters for a living, and Scott Abbott is part of that group, and we meet once a week and paint outside on location. And Nancy joins us at times. She also is interested in painting from photographs as well, and it's quite surprising when you see the freshness of her work. You really wouldn't be able to tell which of her pieces are painted from photographs and which are done on location, whereas for me, I really prefer to paint on location. Of course, the big piece that I have, that 6 feet by 4 feet, was done in the studio, but most of the rest of my work is done on location.
Now, what happens if, it's your day to go out painting and it's, you know, a blizzard or pouring rain or whatever, do you change your plans or do you just head out?
Pouring rain will stop most of us from painting, especially any of us that paint with acrylic paint, because the paint just washes right off the canvas, so you can't get too far with things that way. But the oil painters will try in a light rain, and most of Scott's that are here are oil paintings, but rain will hold us back. However, heat, cold, and any other weather conditions, we'll work our way right through. And what most of us find is that we end up with a more emotional body of work that way, because if you paint only when it's sunny and bright and blue sky, you end up with only one emotional tone in your paintings. Whereas if you're willing to paint the moods that you actually encounter when you go outside, you get a much more diverse body of work. We're standing in front of June Meadow Passage by Scott Abbott. It's an oil painting that is approximately 3 feet by 2 feet. Just absolutely gorgeous colors in this piece that portrays a meadow leading down to a peaceful little stretch of one of the tributaries of the Grand, with the beautiful willows that we have so often we see along the banks of the rivers in this area, all kinds of phlox and other wildflowers blooming in the meadow on the bank, and just a delicate light cloud cover, broken cloud cover over top. The painting is just rich with color and life and light. It's a gorgeous piece of painting.
Yeah, now I'm wondering, Kathleen, if you go out at least once a week to paint outside, a lot of Canadians, they wouldn't get out, for a significant amount of time once a week. Do you feel like you've developed some sort of relationship with nature, the outdoors, through your regular painting outdoors?
That's one of the reasons that I like to paint landscape on location, is I really like that feeling of being grounded to the place that I live. And I have lived in different parts of Canada. I'm a transplanted Westerner. I grew up in BC and also lived in Edmonton. And I really enjoyed that sense of getting to know the Southern Ontario landscape and the wonderful old heritage buildings that we have here when I started painting outside here. So I would say that you both learn from doing it, and you almost need to be in love with it a bit to actually enjoy going out and spending that much time outside painting.
How many years have you been painting outdoors regularly?
About 20 years for me. I haven't lived here all that time. I've been here for 14 years. And before that, I had an elderly gentleman in Edmonton who I used to go outside painting with, and he had an old beaten up VW van that had a little heater in it, because the Edmonton winters are just that much colder than here. You really can't stand outside and paint in the winter, so we would sit in his beaten up van and get some winter painting done that way.
Now this exhibit is of tributaries of the Grand. Have you noticed changes in those waterways through being there out there regularly?
It's amazing how quickly painting becomes a historical record. And Eden Mills is a really great example of that. The bridge leading out of Eden Mills was a beautiful old bridge. And there was a huge, huge willow tree in the back of Janet Wilson, the illustrator, children's illustrator's property, that's just fairly close to that bridge. And one day that huge old willow tree, it was either hit by lightning or just fell right over and was eventually removed. And I would notice in pieces of mine that I had that tree in, that it, they had become a record. And since then, the bridge has been removed and replaced by a brand new bridge. So things do change, and time does pass. There are so many wonderful things to see out there that are a record of time passing, and that's my major interest when I paint outside, is the historical buildings. Having grown up in Vancouver, there isn't the kind of sense of history that we have here in Guelph, and I think it's just a wonderful record of the people that went before us, and I hope that we're able to preserve that culture and really keep a memory of that, the lives that were before us.
All right, Kathleen, what piece are we looking at now?
This is called View from the River Run Center, and this is one of the pieces that I painted for the exhibition. It is the view across the river from my studio, which is down on Woolwich Street, and I get to see this view at so many different times of year, walking up the stairs to the third floor where my studio is and passing the kind of broken and dingy windows that we have in the old studio space down there, and just looking across at the water and the great old buildings on the other side. It's just such a treat to see the changes in the season and changes in the light and the old buildings just still there.
Did you paint this one outdoors or out your studio window?
Most of my paintings in general are painted on location. The only exceptions to that are when they are too large, like the 6-foot by 4-foot. So this was painted on location, just standing across the river from, this is the back of Arthur Street near the River Run Center, and just standing outside with an easel and painting.
The tributaries of the Grand, I mean, they go through urban centers, they go through countryside. What kind of setting do you prefer to paint in when you're painting a waterway?
I'm just going to go back a little bit before that comment to the fact that this exhibition was part of the Canadian Heritage Rivers Conference. And the Grand River, when it was designated as a heritage river 10 years ago, the designation was partly bestowed because the Grand River has had so much positive care in terms of the fact that it runs through such a lot of urban setting, and that there have been so many improvements to the way the Grand River has been looked after in the last 20 years. Because I am personally interested in the old buildings and the heritage that's here, I prefer to paint anywhere where you can see the old buildings and the heritage. But I also do some what we call raw landscape as well. This is Aurora Reflections number 1 Sunset, and it's 6 feet by 4 feet. It's oil on canvas, so it's quite a large painting that's best viewed from 8 to 10 feet. It shows the back of the buildings that are along the main street in Aurora reflected in the water, and this view is probably one of the most painted views in this entire area, dating back to the time of the Group of Seven.
Now, I've just noticed, Kathleen, that the reflected view of the buildings actually seems brighter than the depiction of the buildings themselves. Does that mean anything?
I can't tell you what that means, but I'm a very emotional painter, and that's why I like to paint on location. Of course, this piece wasn't actually done on location because it's 6 feet long, but I'm more interested in the mood and the feeling of a location than I am in the photographic depiction of that location. So certainly the water really interests me. The patterns of the old historical buildings broken up in the water and, you know, reflected and playing with the shapes and patterns on that surface of the water.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was thinking that in art history, you know, there are certain themes. There are the still life, the nude, and there's water. Why are artists drawn to paint water?
Water, well, we are mostly made up of water, and perhaps it begins way back there. Water is such an important part of life on the earth, and water is such a beautiful reflective surface, constantly changing. So there's a constant challenge when you're working with water and painting water of trying to capture some kind of an evocative feeling and mood about the water.
How do you choose what you're going to paint on any certain day?
there's such a wonderful choice of things to look at and paint. And most people who like to paint outside have a little logbook in their head of places that look really great in certain times of day, or places that look really amazing at certain times of year. Things like the color of the water are completely different at certain times of year. For example, when it's very cold, the water has a very black appearance, and it's almost a velvety rich black that's just really different than it would be in the summer when it has an olive green kind of a look to it. So we would pick and choose according to the kind of qualities that are coming out in at any given time of day or year.
Now, if you, if for some reason you couldn't paint any more water, how would that affect your artistic life?
There are many different kinds of subject matter that interests artists. So I don't always only paint water. For example, I have a whole series of clotheslines with white clothes in the air. But with me, a lot of my subject matter seems to come back to environment and heritage. Those themes really run through a lot of my work. And I think that I would have to dig a little deeper if for some reason I couldn't work within those bodies of interest. But the artist's mind is always ticking and creating and moving and striving. So although there would be a hole, I'm sure it would be filled. I hope that we're always going to have this wonderful treasure of the tributaries of the Grand River and take better and better care of the qualities of the water. And I hope as well that we're going to appreciate the wonderful treasure of the heritage of these old buildings that are along the river. They are something that is really special and unique, and I really realize that maybe more than some people who live here and are just used to seeing them, because I didn't grow up with that type of heritage. Vancouver is a very new city, and it just doesn't have this sense of history everywhere like we do here in Guelph, and it is really quite a treasure.